USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. health regulators are delaying the review of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children under five because the two-dose regimen does not work well against the Omicron variant, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Food and Drug Administration said it needs more data on the vaccine, delaying their decision for using the vaccine in children 6 months through 4.5 years of age for at least 2 months. An early look at the data showed the vaccine to be effective against the Delta variant during the testing, while that was the dominant strain, but many vaccinated children developed COVID-19 after Omicron emerged. And Canadian police have continued arresting protesters as part of the operation to end the three-week blockade of Ottawa by hundreds of truck drivers that crippled the capital and prompted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to assume emergency powers. There are now at least 17 arrests without using any force. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, I'm here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. I have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip, and I've been using that too. And I'm so pleased. I want people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
A cruise ship passenger is missing in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's USA Radio's Lance Pride.
Search efforts in the Gulf have been called off. The U.S. Coast Guard reported a 32-year-old cruise ship passenger on the Carnival Valor jumped from her balcony into the sea and is missing in the Gulf of Mexico. The woman jumped about 150 miles offshore from Southwest Pass, Louisiana. An airplane had been conducting search patterns off the coast and searched more than 2,500 square nautical miles. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge has ruled that former President Donald Trump and his two oldest children must testify in the investigation by the New York State Attorney General into the family's business practices. The argument that Trump, Donald Jr., and Ivanka put forth to try to quash the subpoenas for testimony and evidence completely misses the mark, according to Judge Arthur Engeron of the New York State Supreme Court. The judge gave the Trumps 21 days to sit for the depositions. Trump, in a statement, blasted the probe and intends to appeal the decision. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase. But you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates jumped again this week, approaching levels not seen since before 2019. The average rate on a 30-year loan reached 3.92%, up from the 3.69% last week. The Federal Reserve has signaled it will begin the first in a series of interest rate hikes in March, reversing pandemic-era policies but are contributing to high inflation levels not seen since the early 1980s. The Labor Department also reported last week that consumer prices jumped by over 7.5% last month compared with 12 months earlier, the steepest year-over-year increase since February of 1982. And the price of a new home has jumped about 14% in the last year and as much as 30% in some cities. The People's Convoy, the United States trucker protest against COVID-19 mandates, will be hitting the road next Wednesday. Maureen Steele, the national organizer of the event, spoke to Newsmax.
We're leaving on February 23rd, and, you know, we would really love a huge turnout from our California truckers. Please go to the site, thepeoplesconvoy.org, and sign up. We have about 1,000 trucks right now, and we'd love to have more.
Steele said the organizers have set up a website where truckers can register, including their license plates, so they know exactly who's in the convoy and to make sure it's going to be a safe ride. She confirmed stops in Arizona and Texas, but said other stop locations will be announced as the convoy moves through the country toward Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.